Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. And first of all, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune in to this broadcast today. And yes, your time is valuable, and I'm truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes or so, we're going to really get into things that will improve and add to your wellness experience. And in saying that, I'd like to start off with cells. You know, you've heard it before. You heard that we're made of cells, but cells, they actually get hungry. You know, the cells that come together as tissues and organs and organ systems, those trillions of cells that make you need to eat for numerous reasons. You know, science has shown for decades now that certain plant materials are mandatory for the human body to feed itself at the cellular level. Now, consider this. Just as buildings are constructed of basic parts such as metal and concrete and glass, human cells, the cells in your body, are also of many smaller components, you know, the components that you don't actually see. The human body is constantly recycling cells. You know, as they die or become damaged, you know, each new cell that comes in your body, each new cell requires raw materials, basic building blocks to be built correctly. And considering that millions of cells need to be regenerated every second, it's not hard to imagine how important it is to keep the body completely stocked with these raw materials. You know, cells perform a host of other routine tasks, and each task that's performed requires specific micronutrients. The B-complex vitamins are a very important requirement, not a luxury, but a very important requirement if you want your body to perform these tasks efficiently and effectively. So, supplementation, on the other hand, of these vital nutrients is highly recommended because even the best prepared meals may lack the basic nutrition that you need in order to feed the body at that cellular level. Now, there are more than 26 vitamins and minerals out there and trace elements that are needed by the body on a regular basis. When I say regular basis, I mean like every day. You know, the plants that most of us eat rely on these nutrients. These plants, they basically absorb these nutrients like B1, and B2, and B3, B5, B6, B7, B9, B12, they're all absorbed and digested and used by the plant. So once that happens, it's ready for us to use or consume. So remember this. Remember this important point. Plants absorb nutrients from rocks and soil. We eat the plants. You can't short-circuit that process. You can't short-circuit it and expect, you know, these synthetic vitamins that are crushed rocks and, you know, to supply the basic building blocks that the body needs to support wellness. That's why a lot of people take vitamins and minerals, they still get sick. Well, if you kind of do, just dig under the covers, peel the covers back a little bit, you'll see that most of the time those vitamins and minerals are synthetic. So think about that. It just works that way. And unfortunately, almost all supplements today use vitamins and minerals that are basically a source from rocks and soil because it's cost effective. But science has shown that the body only absorbs from 0 to 20%, that's right, up to 20% of these types of supplements, and then it just flushes the rest out. On the other hand, science has also shown that plant-sourced vitamins and mineral supplements can actually have absorption rates up to 80% or more when they are plant-sourced. So basically, you get what you pay for. And according to an article in the Journal of American Medical Association referring to vitamin and minerals way back in 2002, it said this, and I quote, "It is recommended we supplement these vital nutrients due to the fact they are no longer available from the food we eat," close quote. So that's not Dr. Budweiser saying that. That's the Journal of American Medical Association saying it. So in our last session, I stressed the importance of consuming B vitamins together. You know, but if you needed to take a specific B vitamin, you could take 2 to 3 times more of that particular B vitamin on top of the entire complex of bees, all of the bees, basically. So let's spend some time breaking down the B vitamins to see what their function is in the body, where can you get them, what happens in the body when they become deficient, food and drug interactions, and which are the best sources of these vitamins. You know, where you get them, what can you eat to get them in your system. But I want you to realize that since we have to add to it, to supplement, it's really important to take a vitamin in the form of food, in a food matrix. In this household, that's what we do. We take a plant vitamin, like a phyto matrix type vitamin, each and every day, where we can take it whether we eat or not. It doesn't have to be taken with food, which some of these vitamins need to be taken with food. So if the vitamin is a food, you got the best of both worlds. Now, the first one I want to discuss is thiamine, or B1, vitamin B1. Thiamine is called B1 because, I get this, I thought it was kind of funny when I learned this in school, but thiamine is called B1 because it was the first of the B vitamins to be discovered. So it was easy to name that one B1. And in school, I learned that a condition called beriberi was a result of a B1 deficiency. So it seems to be more prevalent in Asian countries where polished rice is the staple. When it occurs in the United States, it's most commonly seen in severely malnourished infants or elderly people. In adults, chronic dieting, alcoholism, and diets consisting of highly processed refined foods are the causes of vitamin B1 deficiency. And it plays a role in energy. B1 plays a role in energy production, blood sugar conversion into energy, nerve function, muscle function, thought and memory processes, as well as fatty acid synthesis. And since it is water soluble, you need to consume it daily since the body doesn't store it. So what it uses, and that's why you eat multiple meals a day, what it uses it then puts it into these biochemical reactions, and then the rest comes out either in number one or number two, urine or bowel movement. So when you don't have enough B1 or thiamine in your body, you can experience symptoms like depression, irritability, memory loss, mental confusion, indigestion, weight loss, anorexia, which is, increased weight loss over and beyond what you're trying to lose, edema, which is the opposite. You get swelling, muscular weakness, a sore calf muscle, what else? Heart palpitations, rapid pulse rate, loss of reflexes in the legs, defective muscular coordination, nerve inflammation, you know, which includes the pins and needles and numbness and fatigue. You know, thiamine is one of the most common nutritional deficiencies. Now I mentioned a lot of effects from it. Now, there are other reasons that, and you can get these same effects from other deficiencies as well. And that's why it's so important to take all these B vitamins together. You know, thiamine, once again, is one of the most common nutritional deficiencies. And in a U.S. Department of Agricultural study that I was reading, it was reported that 45% of Americans consume less than the recommended daily allowance of B1, which is easily destroyed or lost during cooking because it's sensitive to heat and it's water soluble. Another thing that depletes this vitamin are diuretic drugs. And those of you that are taking diuretic drugs, diuretic means water loss. I mean, just drugs that to take water out of your system, and gastrointestinal conditions such as diarrhea and malabsorption occurs due to lactose intolerance and celiac disease, which is a gluten or wheat insensitivity. So all of those individuals that are in that arena need additional B1. Okay, enough of the not so good news. Here are some dietary sources of B1 that you need or you can benefit from. You know, all plants and animal foods contain vitamin B1. So whether you eat meat or not, you have B1 in all of these foods. All plant and animal foods contain thiamine or B1. But it only contains it in low concentration. So you got to eat a lot of this food. The richest sources are brewer's yeast and organ meats, whole cereal grains, basically comprise the most important dietary source of B1 in the human diet. And a lot of times, you know, there are a lot of big books written on staying away from grain. So, well, we'll get into that a little later, but let me go to the next vitamin because we got a lot of cover today. Our next vitamin is riboflavin, or B2, vitamin B2, and most of you know what this is. I mean, you've seen it. You know, B2 or riboflavin is water-soluble like the other B vitamins. It is not stored by the body, so you need to consume it on a daily basis. This particular vitamin is absorbed in the upper part of the small intestine and better absorbed when taken with food. That's one reason food or plant-based vitamins are important, because they are in a food-type matrix already. Another reason is because only 15% is absorbed if it's taken alone, versus 60% being 60% absorption with food. So when riboflavin is excreted from the body, it gives the urine that characteristic bright yellow color. I know a lot of you are wondering, wow, when they get that deep yellow color, am I losing all my riboflavin? No, just the part that the body didn't use at that particular time. Now, vitamin B2 facilitates the metabolism of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. You're going to hear this multiple times today, because these are very important in breaking down carbohydrates, breaking down those carbs, fats, and proteins. It plays a critical role in the conversion of carbohydrates into energy. Vitamin B2 carries hydrogen, which is a part of water. You know, H2O, hydrogen, two molecules of hydrogen plus oxygen. So it's critical in carrying hydrogen that eventually supplies energy inside of each cell of your body. This riboflavin, or B2, has important antioxidant activity. B2 is necessary for growth and reproduction. It's necessary for the health or growth of your skin, your hair, your nails. Vitamin B2 deficiency primarily affects the skin, the eyes, the mucous membranes of the gastrointestinal tract, all these things. But when there is a deficiency, it seldom occurs alone, but rather as a component of multiple nutrient deficiencies, which include cracks in the corners of your mouth, there will be inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract. You'll have soreness and burning of the lips, the mouth, and the tongue. You can experience redness, tearing, burning and itching of the eyes, or have eyes that tire easily, and eyes that are sensitive to light. Now, some other effects of depletion of riboflavin or B2 are dry, itchy, scaly skin, or scaling eczema of the face, and even damage to nerve tissue that can cause depression and hysteria. That's just that one vitamin. Vitamin B2 is heat stable. Remember, vitamin B1 is easily destroyed by heat. B2 can take some heat. But B2 is very sensitive to destruction by light. And because it's water soluble, substantial amounts are lost by leaching into the water when cooking. And since this vitamin exists in the germ layer and the bran layer of grains, processing of these grains will result in substantial losses. Another reason why supplementation is important, right? Individuals who are at the greatest risk for vitamin B2 deficiency include alcoholics, infants, and elderly persons who are on unbalanced, nutritionally deficient diets. Basically processed diet. You know, oral contraceptives or birth control pills increase the need for B2. Thorazine, which is a medication that treats psychotic disorders like schizophrenia or manic depression, and it's also used to treat nausea and vomiting, believe it or not. And antidepressant medications inhibit the absorption of B2, and it can cause nutrient depletion. because a lot of people take medications. You know, vitamin B2 can cause nutrient depletions in a variety of different ways. You know, B2 can, B2 sources, actually the best sources of vitamin B2 are the liver, milk, and dairy products. You know, moderate sources include meats, dark green vegetables, eggs, avocados, oysters, mushrooms, and fish, especially wild-caught salmon and tuna. The next vitamin. The next vitamin is vitamin B3 or niacin. You know, niacin or B3, this vitamin is a workhorse. I mean, it's involved in more than 200 different reactions in the metabolism of carbohydrates, fatty acids, and amino acids. So there's another vitamin that's also helping other vitamins break down fats, carbohydrates, and amino acids, you know, which basically makes it critical in supplying energy to your body and maintaining the function of every single cell in your body. You know, niacin or B3 is especially important in chemical cycles involving the production of energy from carbs. You know, niacin is useful in treating elevated blood cholesterol levels. It reduces the so-called bad cholesterol and triglycerides and increases the good cholesterol. You know, vitamin B3 or niacinamide has been shown to have anti-anxiety activity. You know, some effects of depletion is characterized by what I call the 3 D's: dermatitis, dementia, and diarrhea. Now, when you put those three together, that equals a weird word called pellagra, or pellagra. In areas where corn is the staple diet, like in Mexico, tryptophan and vitamin B3 or niacin is not absorbed well from that corn. So they increase the absorption by treating the corn with lye before using it, which greatly increases the absorption of tryptophan. And the body uses tryptophan to help make niacin and serotonin. And I know you're hearing a lot of science, and that's why just taking the vitamin is the easiest way to do it, because there is a lot of science involved in that the body needs this raw material in order for it to get you going each and every day, to get you producing every day, to get you thinking correctly each and every day. It's critical. So once again, with the body using this vitamin to make serotonin, in order for tryptophan, and just to give you an easy kind of like an association, what tryptophan is when you eat turkey, you know, during the holidays when you are non-holidays, when you eat turkey and you feel sleepy, that's tryptophan is doing that. That shows you how powerful tryptophan is when the animal that you're going to consume puts it in its body and it's converted and it gets into the tissue and you eat the tissue, right? So tryptophan in the diet, you know, having it changed into B3 or niacin, the body needs to have enough of iron, vitamin B2, and vitamin B6. Get that now. In order for B3 to be effective, it needs B2 and B6. Another reason to take all of the B vitamins together. Okay. Both niacin or B3 and its precursor, tryptophan, are included when determining the niacin content of foods. You know, lean meats, poultry, fish, and peanuts are good sources of both B3 and tryptophan. I already mentioned turkey. Organ meats, brewer's yeast, there you hear brewer's yeast again. Milk, legumes, peanuts, and peanut butter are the best sources of B3. Now, whether you want to consume it or not is another thing. Niacin is also synthesized by the bacteria in your intestine, which means if your gut, if your intestinal tract has all of the basic building blocks there, then it'll be able to make some B3 itself. Let's move to B5. Vitamin B5, or pantothenic acid. You know, I look at some of these scientific words, and I like to link it with things so I can remember it. Pantothenic acid. Panto is Greek. That means everywhere. Vitamin B5 is present in all of your cells. It's everywhere in your body. This vitamin plays in a number of essential metabolic roles, including the production of some hormones and nerve transmitters, and it also plays a role in, or it's involved in, the metabolism of all carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. So you can't just take one and break down fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. And I think that's one of that would be one of the reasons why there's issues around weight management. You read a book that says get rid of the carbs. You read another book that says get rid of the fats. You read another book that says, okay, you got to have a lot of protein. And you need them all. You need them all. It's the source where you're getting it from that's important. You know, vitamin B5 is a constituent of coenzyme A. You know, once B5 is converted to coenzyme A in the body, it releases energy from the carbs. It releases that energy, and it also releases energy through a cycle called Krebs cycle. Some of you science types out there, you doctors that are listening, know how important Krebs cycle is. It's got to kick out this energy all the time. You know, it has an anti-stress effect, since it's necessary for the synthesis of steroid hormones and proper functioning of the what? Adrenal glands, where the steroid hormones come from, like cortisol. It also functions in the production. Get this, it breaks it down, and it also functions in the production of fats, cholesterol, and bile acids once it's converted from B5 to coenzyme A. So no B5, you're not going to have coenzyme A. Whether you know what coenzyme A is or not, you're going to have breakdown in your body when you're asking it to give you a certain energy, whether it's the energy for your body, mind, spirit, whatever it is. You're not going to have that clarity in order to make that happen. It helps to boost energy and athletic ability because of its role in carbohydrate metabolism. You know, it helps to detoxify alcohol from the body. It has been reported to improve stress reactions of well-nourished individuals to relieve that a condition that's called burning feet syndrome. You know, and I mention that syndrome because it's related to neuropathy, which is nerve damage and diabetes. A lot of diabetics are experiencing these issues, and they're not looking at there's a nutritional component to that. Pantothenic acid, or B5, is present in all plants and all animal tissue. And the best sources of this vitamin include eggs, liver, fish, chicken, whole grain breads and cereals, and legumes. And we're talking all Oregon or wild caught. When I talk about the meats, I'm talking about all Oregon or wild caught meat, fish. So, wow, our time is getting away from us. So this may be a two-part study here. So hang with me here. Okay, let's move on to vitamin B6 or pyridoxine. Pyridoxine. You know, B6 is necessary for the proper functioning of over 60 enzymes. 60 enzymes. Yes, I have studied each one, but obviously I'm not going to go through it because, I mean, it's what makes me passionate about what I do, because there's so many biochemical pathways that need to be supported with good vitamins and minerals and cofactors and you know, it's basic. B6. Let's move to B6. Pyridoxine. B6 is necessary for the functioning of over 60 enzymes. I said that. I'm going to say it one more time. That'll be the third time. B6 is necessary for the proper functioning of over 60 enzymes. And many of this vitamin's activities are related to the metabolism of amino acids and other protein-related compounds such as hemoglobin. Hemoglobin transports oxygen, serotonin, various hormones, and prostaglandins. Most women know about prostaglandins because it's important in uterine contractions. So it has hormone-like effects. Vitamin B6 is necessary for the formation of hemoglobin and the growth of red blood cells. Pyridoxine or vitamin B6 is essential for the synthesis of tryptophan. Okay, we're hearing tryptophan again, and the conversion of tryptophan to vitamin B3. So here it is. You need another vitamin or a precursor to make another vitamin, B3 or niacin. B6 is required for the production of nerve transmitters. It facilitates the conversion of glycogen, which is stored in the liver, to glucose for energy production. B6 is useful in people with depression. You're hearing this word depression again. You need multiple B vitamins in order to get out of depression, to get out of that hole. B6 is involved in the synthesis of serotonin, which, serotonin constricts the blood vessels, and it acts as a nerve transmitter. So you have these multiple, they're layered. That's a layered effect to get the nerves to transmit information from the brain to the endpoint, to your muscle or wherever it's going. B6 is useful in people with premenstrual syndrome, PMS. You heard of PMS? Some of you guys have heard of PMS out there. I mean, you think, well, I can't even go into it. That's another study that I'd like to do one day, showing you how we can kind of like move a female from that premenstrual syndrome. And there's some guys out there that have PMS as well, just in a different way. It helps prevent atherosclerosis by metabolizing homocysteine. Now, deficiencies of vitamin B6 manifest primarily as skin, circulatory, and nerve changes. And because of its many metabolic roles, there are a wide variety of deficiency symptoms, like depression. You're hearing that word again. Depression, sleep disturbances, nerve inflammation, PMS, lethargy, decreased alertness, anemia, altered mobility, elevated homocysteine, nausea, vomiting, and seborrheic dermatitis. A vitamin B6 deficiency can limit the brain's ability to synthesize serotonin, and low serotonin levels are associated with depression. So here's a vitamin you need to take. Here's one of the vitamins, one of several vitamins you need to consume in order to get out of depression, and you need the vitamin to make a hormone or a neurotransmitter in order to get out of depression. So you can take it outside or allow the body to make it inside. Now, elevated homocysteine, because I mentioned that before, is now recognized as one of the most critical independent risk factors to cardiovascular disease. And homocysteine is capable of directly damaging the vascular system and initiating the process of atherosclerosis. Now, vitamin B6 is one of the nutrients that is required to break down homocysteine so it does not build up inside of the blood vessel and begin to damage the lining of the blood vessel. Wow. I am going to stop right there and take this up on our next program, because I have a lot more to give you, give everyone out there. So once again, I want to thank you for being on this broadcast. Make sure you tell your friends, get them on the broadcast. Go to wiserliving.com, and you can register for the Wiser Living TV. You can also register for the newsletter. There's so much you can do. Just go to wiserliving.com to get that. So thank you. Thank you for, taking a little time out of your day, your valuable day, to get things done. I don't want you to go out there and be excited, be pumped, and remember this. Let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we'll see you next time.